Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Elvis Marchand, and for my next guest, coming out of Delta, BC, Canada, she's a registered clinical counselor as well as a high-performance coach. Please welcome everybody, Linda Chalmers. Linda, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's a sunny, beautiful day here, so it's a great to get up this morning.
That's good to hear. Now, why don't you just start us off with just telling us a little bit about yourself and what it is you do?
Okay, well, I am, as you said, a registered clinical counselor, so probably about 75% of my week I am counseling clients, probably about 20 clients a week, and then I also do high-performance coaching for the rest of the time. So it's a nice little mix, and I've been doing that probably for the last 5 or 6 years. Before that, I was doing straight counseling, both with mental health and in my private practice.
Gotcha. Now, what is it that got you started, or what led you to do what you're doing now?
Well, I guess I was inspired really by two things. First of all, I've always loved and been interested in the psychology of people. So, you know, when my kids were born, I was reading all the child development books and parenting books and then relationship books and all of those kinds of things, and been interested in taking, and I took courses, then I volunteered as a counselor. So I've always been interested in that part and knew that that would be my passion at one point in time. And then the second reason is because in the field of counseling, you are going to be a lifelong learner, and that is definitely me. I'm curious about almost everything, and so that was the other part, is that I knew I was going to be a lifelong learner, and that really suited me well.
Very cool. Now, when someone reaches out to you, say, for help for the first time, what is it that you mostly come across? You find most people are dealing with some sort of anxiety or trauma. What is it you find?
I would say that in our province, in BC, most counselors are finding that anxiety is the anxiety slash depression, they often go together, that's probably the biggest thing that people deal with. So that's kind of the presenting problem as far as individual adults are concerned. And then also I would say that it's some kind of relationship issue. So even with anxiety, it is about relationship with self, right? So it's either self or others, or that's the kind of presenting problem that would be happening. Now, with the coaching part of it, it's people who are, for myself, what I find is that people are in a transition. So it might be, say, a woman who's going through a divorce and so it's like they're redoing their lives, or a mom who's just had kids and had a career before and wondering where they want to go next in order to live their lives fully. So those are the types of things that I end up getting and seeing.
Awesome. And why do you think it is so many people choose you? What is it about you that sets you apart as opposed to, say, someone else?
I guess the way that people find me, it's funny because I gave my, in order to do this interview, we needed to write some things out. So I sent it to one of my clients who happened to be there at the time, and she read it and she said, I think, you know, that's great. But she said, I don't see the warmth of who you are. That's what draws me to you. So that's part of what it is that, and I used to be with another therapist, and we had rooms beside each other, And I had not noticed this about myself, but she said, do you know that there's a lot of laughter in your counseling? That, and it's true, there is a lot of laughter. I love doing what I'm doing, and I think it's fun, even though lots of times it's there's deep sadness. Generally, I think that life needs to be and should be fun, and counseling does have its fun moments. So those are things that people say, and also I am very practical. So when people leave a session, they have something to move towards. So those are the things that that people are drawn to with me.
And what do you see for yourself moving forward? Are you looking to possibly expand into more things, or really just hone in on what you're doing now?
I guess for me, what I'd like to do is just change the proportion. So, as I said, it's probably about 75% counseling and 25% coaching and online work. And I'm looking forward to moving that to 50-50. I love creating products to make a difference in people's lives. And on my websites, there are, you know, some free and some that are paid. And, you know, I have individual and group counseling packages. I have a research-based, unique, year-long program called Journal Up. And that's directed towards anxiety and depression. So it's to improve your mood. And, you know, I have a short connection program to help couples who've lost their way, and that's called Relationship Reboot. So I guess I consistently take courses personally, and I love to make them. So doing more of that, and then eventually to get to 50% counseling and 50% coaching. That's really what I'm looking towards.
And what is the best way for my audience to reach out to you for more information?
probably if you go on to one of my sites, which one of them is lyndachalmers.com, and it's LyndaChalmers.com, or healthiermarriages.com. That's the main site that people like to go to. And then there's livingfullycoachingsite.com. So any one of those, and just reach out, or the business contact email, Lynda, LYNDA@LyndaChalmers.com. Either one, any one of those, you will find me, or just put me into Google and you will also find me. And I'd be happy to connect with you. If you're thinking of going into this field, or for any other reason.
Cool. Well, Lynda, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on air with us. I really do appreciate you taking the time out.
Okay, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, no problem. And for everyone else listening in, please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
This is you over 30 years ago.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
And this is your mom when you drive her back from therapy.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Roles change without us noticing, and in your new role, we help you help. AARP gives you the information to help care for your mom, so that you can have patience with her, just like she did with you. Visit aarp.org/caregiving or call 1-877-333-5885 to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one.
Are we there yet?
Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.